the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
What a glorious Saturday it is, fellow foodies. Welcome to On the Menu Live. Matt Russell broadcasting live for another hour on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM. The most delicious hour indeed. And whether you're listening to us on KNST, whether you're listening to us worldwide online at www.onthemenulive.com, perhaps you've dialed into the iHeartRadio network, which is one of the greatest things under the sun. No matter where you are, where you be, fellow foodies, you can always listen to us every Saturday at 4 right here on KNST. And in fact, we are making milestone history today. We are broadcasting for the first time since we brought this show over to the best radio station in the galaxy, KNST. We're broadcasting live from the intergalactic headquarters of KNST itself. Lovely studios here on Fort Laurel and Oracle, and it's a delight to be here. And we have an amazing show lined up for you. You wouldn't think there's enough to talk about food-wise after this glorious Thanksgiving Day holiday, but my goodness, it's you only go around once, and we have to put as much food in our bellies as we possibly can. And we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be having Michael Giannini, one of the international cigar icons, is going to be calling in talking about a brand new cigar they just launched. We're going to be talking about the world of gluten-free culinary experiences. The Gourmet Girls from the Gourmet Girls Gluten-Free Bakery and Bistro, they're going to be in this studio live for the second half of the show. We're going to be talking about all good things gluten-free. And as a matter of fact, the first person that calls in the studio when we read off our trivia question with the right answer is going to get a gift card to experience the Gourmet Girls for themselves. Less disclaimer, going to be able to experience the Gourmet Girls gluten-free bakery and bistro for themselves. But anyway, lots to talk about. Now, we bring on a celebrity co-host every Saturday at 4 o'clock. There's so much terrain to cover in the world of great food and great cocktails and great craft beer. And one of the guys in this community keeps his finger on the pulse of all that's going on. He's with Tucson Night Out, and he's Jerry Heinze. What's going on, man?
Hey, Matt. Welcome. Thanks for having me.
We couldn't do a gluten-free show, Jerry Heinze, without bringing you on, but it really goes beyond just following and monitoring the world of gluten-free. I mean, you've got this thing called Tucson Night Out. It's been a privilege for us over the years to help broadcast to our foodie community what this thing is, what it's all about. And you've got something, I think we're going to be breaking news here.
Breaking news.
On the Menu Live. There's something going on here in just a couple of weeks that you're going to be talking about, but we want to ease the anticipation out a little bit. But for any of our first-time listeners that might not have any idea what this whole Tucson Night Out concept is, talk about it.
Well, Tucson Night Out is your place to go when you're planning your night out or even your day out. It's the place to go if you're looking for restaurants, bars, bands, entertainment of all sorts, things that are happening in Tucson. If you're looking to go someplace, do something, you go to TucsonNightOut.com, you find it. You can search restaurants by the cuisine. You can search restaurants by the type of, by the area of town they're in. The same thing with bars, entertainment, bands. You can find it all there at Tucson Night Out.
I love it. And, you know, we used to call you, your founder, publisher, managing editor, supreme commander of TucsonNightOut.com. But it's really gone beyond just the, and I want to say just a website, but you're now a multimedia destination for what's going on under the Tucson sun and under the Tucson moon.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, Facebook, a couple thousand followers.
Wow.
And Twitter, I have 4,800 tweeters that, following us.
Fantastic.
It's a lot of fun.
That's great. And so it's not just about, what are the great happy hour specials, what are the great dinner specials, but you're covering live bands. You're covering really anything you want to do. It's a Wednesday night. Matt Russell wants to go out. He kind of might have an idea for what he wants to do. I go to TucsonNightOut.com and explain how that feature and function is navigated.
Yeah, it's on the top. There's search on the top bar. This is broken down by dining, bars, music, entertainment. So you can click on any one of those. Once you choose, let's say you choose dining. And then within dining, you can choose the type of cuisine. So do you want Chinese? Do you want Mexican? Do you want American? Do you want burgers? Do you want pizza? Whatever do you want. You choose that one or multiple things. And then you can choose. So maybe you don't want to search the entire city of Tucson, but you want to search the Northwest or the Southeast or whatever. Then you can search by that part of town. And then it's going to narrow it down. And then you choose from there. You get see something interesting. You click on that restaurant, read more about them. You can click, go to their website, go to their Facebook page. Any number of things.
You know, in your line of work, Jerry Heinze, you'd think that there's quite a bit of research that has to be done. Who's got the great food specials? Who's got the great drink specials? I'm just shocked you're not 350 pounds, Jerry Heinze.
Well, you know, going back to the original, being gluten-free helps with some of that. You know, I can't eat and taste everything that's on the menu, so that does limit me a little bit to what I can eat. But, you know, I'm just one of those guys. I may be fortunate that I'm just in shape and work out a lot, run a lot, do a lot of things like that, stay active, stay busy.
That's great. Well, yep. You know, you said work out, so this is another shameless plug for my beloved bride's fitness training program. You know, yes, indeed. Can you imagine anything worse than being married to a personal trainer, Jerry Heinze? I mean, of all the professions she could have chosen. I mean, my goodness. But anyway, if you've had too much to eat over the Thanksgiving holiday and you want to get yourself ready for a brand new year, this is a great time to go say hi to Nancy Russell. She's a personal trainer over at Anytime Fitness over there on Sunrise and Swan, which is conveniently located to Russell Public Communications.
Imagine that.
Which is just a sort of a great PR firm that I hear about from time to time. But anyway, so people are probably just stopping you wherever you go, Jerry Heinze, whether you're out or whether you're taking phone calls or what. But people are coming up to you saying, all right, what's going on tonight? So, you know, here we are, the Saturday after Thanksgiving. You know, there's so much going on. You know, you got some great sponsors that are really part of this whole story that we call TucsonNightOut.com. You know, whether you're looking for a great happy hour, whether you're looking for a great burger, whether you're looking for a great band, is there one thing that you really want to make sure that all of our listeners know about tonight? It doesn't have to be something special or something that's advertised or something that's being promoted, but what would you encourage our listeners to do on this glorious Saturday afternoon here in the Old Pueblo?
Go out and sit by the pool.
Where else but Tucson can you do that at the end of November?
Not too many places. You know, Matt, no, actually, it's kind of because it's the weekend after Thanksgiving, there are not a lot of special things
that are
really going on. You know, one, I guess, maybe a bigger band name or something, if you're with a little bit younger scene, is the Stone Foxes are coming in town. They're going to be at Plush tomorrow night.
Very cool.
So that's a pretty good event that's going to be going on Sunday night if you're looking for some... They're kind of a rock and blues kind of a band.
Love it.
Yeah, they've got a couple of new singles out. In fact, if you go, they're going to give you a copy of their new single, Everybody Knows. If you want to find out about it, you can go to our Facebook page, find the story about them, and there's a link to their new single on there.
Hot off the presses. You know, this is a recommendation from the lips of Jerry Heinze himself. Okay, anyway, our audience is just you know, eager with anticipation about what's going on here on December the 12th, 2012, which we say is 12-12-12. And I understand, again, that we're breaking news here on the menu live. Jerry Heinze, take it away. What's up your sleeve for 12-12-12?
Okay, breaking news. Here we go. Well, we've been in this little campaign recently called Go Loco for Local. And it's another push. You know, Tucson Night's all about the locally owned restaurants, bars, bands, and stuff. And this is just another little push, a little plug for the local restaurants as we, you know, promote them and stuff. So I'm thinking just to get the word out there, and I'm thinking, what could be better? What could we do to help promote the locally owned restaurants? So I thought, let's do a Go Local for Local Day.
Nice.
Okay? So we can really get people to go out and experience some of these local restaurants. And to do that, we have a Go Local for Local Day. I choose those 12, 12, 12. And we're going to have our restaurants come up with $12 specials on 12, 12, 12.
$12 specials?
$12 specials.
Okay, so let me just stop you for a moment and just, you know, just in a wonderful way to celebrate the independent restaurants here in town, the locally owned restaurants here in town that have all joined together as part of the Tucson Originals. This is a wonderful organization. You know, we strongly encourage all of our listeners to go to TucsonOriginals.com and get all the information on all the participating restaurants. But for $12, how in the world can someone find something on a menu for 12 bucks?
Oh, we've got tons of stuff. First, let me give you a little rundown on who. This is the early stages. I expect that we'll have 100 or more people restaurants by the time we're done with this. So far, La Cocina, Diablo's, Grumpy's, Chad's Steakhouse, Frankie's, Boca's, Bumstead's, Risky Business, La Madrina, Tony's, Italian Deli, El Cerrito, Rene's, an Organic Oven, Mama Luisa's, Pastiche, Acacia, Rocco's, Harvest, Our Place, Lotus Garden, and Bamboo Club, just to get started.
And that's breakfast.
Yeah. So let me give you a rundown. Here's a few specials. Tony's Italian Deli is going to do a $12 carry-out dinner for four. Okay? You have lasagna, ravioli, stuffed shells, chicken parmesan, garlic bread, the whole deal.
I don't believe that for a moment.
No, 12 bucks.
Unbelievable.
12 bucks. Grumpy's Grill, two delicious Grumpy burgers and fries, 12 bucks. How about that?
And the Grumpy Burger is an extraordinary culinary experience.
It is.
I mean, I don't know if you ever had a Grumpy Burger, Jerry.
Oh, absolutely.
That's amazing.
Absolutely.
For
$12. Yep. Harvest. They have a $12 sunset menu, which is has five entrees on it for only $12 every day, but it's only from 4 to 5:30. So now on 12, you can enjoy that all day long from the time they open to the time they close.
Now, when you go into these restaurants, do you have to kind of announce and jump up and down? Is there a secret handshake? I'm here for the 12-12-12 deal or anyone
Yeah, you just walk in the door, say, I'm here for the 12-12-12 special.
Oh, my goodness. So that's part of the Go Loco for Local kind of movement here. And again, this is all about supporting, I think, the people that have really put Tucson on the culinary map across the country. And I'm including Grumpy's, for crying out loud. I mean, we love our local independent restaurants. And talk a little bit about, we got about a minute left before we go to a break, but why is supporting locals so important in this community, Jerry?
Well, it's important, I think, in every community, but the Tucson community as well. You know, when you spend money locally, restaurants or any business, you know, more money stays local. More money stays in here. You're not paying franchise fees or taxes or other things that are going to go out of the city or out of the state. So you want to the more you spend locally, you can support these guys. And these people, you know, these owners, they put their blood, sweat, and tears. They put their entire lives in here, like Susan and Mary sitting next to us here do.
Absolutely. I mean, the Gourmet Girls have actually arrived on scene. You know, they sent over their advance team before they got here just to sort of sweep the premises to make sure, you know, that everything was okay. This is a national security issue here. But anyway, this is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the KNST studios on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about the art and the craft of a handmade cigar. And you're going to hear it here first on The Menu Live. Don't go away.
Guy has the big bite. He has the dainty bite. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the beautiful KNST studios here on Fort Lowell and Oracle on a gorgeous Saturday afternoon here in the Old Pueblo, rocking it for their full hour with my celebrity co-host from TucsonNightOut.com, Jerry Heinze.
Matt, thank you.
Awesome. Go Loco for Local is the attitude. It's the energy. It's the personality. We're here to support local. We're here to support the wonderful chefs and sommeliers and restaurateurs that really help make Tucson what it is from a culinary and a spirit sense. So we love everything, Jerry, that you're all about at Tucson Night Out.
Thank you.
Well, our next guest says he wants you to take a bold step back in time and a quantum leap into the future to envision the artistry of handmade cigars through the lens of unbridled innovation. Now, there's only one person in this world that can help translate to what that might mean for you as a cigar enthusiast, as a cigar novice, or as a seasoned professional. He's from Foundry Cigars, and his name is Michael Giannini. What's going on, man?
How you doing, Matt? Happy Thanksgiving to you.
To you as well. I mean, we met you a couple of weeks ago when we were up in Las Vegas for the Big Smoke, and this was my fifth Big Smoke in the last 18 years. I've been to three in Vegas and two in Washington, D.C., so you kind of know what you're going to get when you walk into the Grand Ballroom, and yes, you've got 5,000 people smoking beautiful cigars all at the same time, but there was one part of that ballroom that seemed to attract, and there was this buzz, and there was this energy and this line started to form, and I was kind of scratching my head wondering what it was all about, and then I saw revealed before me this lovely logo of a cigar company that I've never seen before called Foundry Cigars, and the moment I got up there, it just began to make sense. What in the world were you guys doing out there in Vegas that had the whole town abuzz?
Well, Matt, you know, Foundry Cigars is a subsidiary of General Cigar Company, which is, we have the best brands in the United States, which is Magnetto, Cohiba, Partagas, La Gloria, Luda Monterey, and Punch. And part of my job is to create new brands, and Foundry is one of my new babies, which I'm glad to hear that you got what I was trying to do there. And it was pretty unique, and it was interesting to be on my side of the world, to looking at everybody trying to figure out exactly, like Matt, like you said, you know, what is going on here.
Yeah, and it didn't take long to sort of, you know, have it all put together, but the way I love it told is the story that you can only tell it, and I want to tease our listeners a little bit, especially those of you who love a fine cigar. I had a chance to smoke one shortly after I returned from Vegas. I can't remember the actual size, and perhaps you'll let us know what you were distributing that evening, but the first thing that I think made it jump apart from all the other cigars was this little metal gear that you had affixed to the band, and right away that said, this is an atypical cigar experience that you're about to have.
Exactly. And, you know, the little bit about what this brand was, I don't know if your audience is into steampunk, but I've been into steampunk for about a year and a half. And basically what steampunk is, if the Victorian era folks jumped in a time machine and came to current day and took our iPhones and our iPads and our Kindles and reconfigured them with the materials that they had at the time, which is wood, leather, beautiful materials that they had at the time, what would it look like? So that was my ingenuity of coming up with, how about if I did that and created my own cigar factory from what's been around for all these years and just reinterpreted it into my own view. So the idea was, what you saw at the Big Smoke was a cigar factory / an English gentleman's library. Mm. And that's my vision of what my world would look like.
And you really sort of created this library right there on the trade room floor. And I have to say, I want all of our listeners to go to Foundry Cigars on Facebook. And I want to challenge you to find out exactly where I am in the, 300 pictures that you have of your guests that you treated there. But this library setting was really what you went to create and inviting people in. And there's this wonderful kind of secretary desk that kind of recaptures this old cigar manufacturing setting. Talk a little bit about this setting that you really tried to create right there on the floor.
Well, the rolling table, if you haven't seen one before, it's a pretty, basic table that's been around for hundreds of years. But my idea was to really recreate it in a way that, played to a Victorian era gentleman's library. And so I had this vision to have this created, but I'm not really good with my hands as far as, with carpentry. So commissioned one of the major players in the steampunk world called Dr. Grimm. Yes, that's his name, Dr. Grimm. And what he is the premier guy in steampunk movement. So as we were talking, I gave him my vision of what my cigar factory rolling table will look like, and he brought it to life. So we collaborated, and that's what you saw with the fire coming out of it. The gear, getting back to the gear is part of what this movement is, Matt. Everything's about movement. So, you just can't turn on something without it having different movements to it. And that's kind of the beauty of it. And gears were very predominantly evident in this type of movement.
That's great. We're actually going to get to the cigar itself in just a couple of minutes. But I want to talk a little bit more about that gear, because when I brought this baby home and I sort of created the right moment for what I thought the cigar deserved, because as I said, it was a different situation. It was a different kind of expectation. And I wanted the setting to be right. I didn't want to rush it. I didn't want to accelerate it. I didn't want to put it off. I wanted to wait for that wonderful moment to manifest, and that happened, Michael Giannini, just a few nights ago. And when I took that cigar out and I took off that metal gear, I didn't know what to do with it. Some people say, well, you should have left it on. You should, take it off. You know what I did? I actually took it off, and I put it on my finger like it was a ring, and it was a perfect fit, Michael.
Hopefully not the ring finger, Matt.
Yeah, no, my wife was within earshot. So yeah, that would have been a not very wise move. But I got to thinking to myself that this, I'm actually taking a part of the Foundry cigar story by wearing that gear, smoking this cigar, and now I want you to share with our listeners. I mean, I thought that the experience that I had with the Foundry cigar is what is leading me to believe that we are at the precipice of excellence for this cigar, and I believe you are destined for showstopper status, and I think that's going to happen in a matter of weeks, not a matter of years. But what was it about this one cigar, Michael Giannini, that just so captivated me in my backyard a few nights ago?
Well, Matt, my tagline is unlike anything you've experienced. And, I used to be a chef 100 years ago, and I'm not that old. But, when you put a meal together and you use the usual ingredients, I mean, it gets kind of boring after a while. And what I try to do to create with the cigars, and blending cigars and cocaine are basically the same things, I wanted to create something that nobody had ever tasted before. And it sounds easier than it is. Luckily, part of General Cigar, we have huge resources with tobacco libraries. And part of what my job is, and I'm able to go in and tap into tobaccos. So I was walking in the factories looking at bales of tobacco, and I'm asking my guys, I'm looking for something very unique. I haven't shared the project with them yet. And I ran into these bales of tobacco that are 8 to 10 year old Connecticut tobacco, which we use and a lot of people use. But what was unique about this was it 8 to 10 years old. And I said to my tobacco people, like, are you kidding me? We've never used this. No, I'm waiting for a special project. I'm like, bro, I got a project for you. Which led me to the second question. I'm like, all right, so what other tobaccos have we used that nobody else has used in the industry? And they're like, we use this and this. And I'm like, okay. Here's really my question. What tobaccos have never been used in the industry? Oh, well, we've got this. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Mm. So let's put these blends together and see what we come up with. So the process was, you know, and this is very unusual. I've been in the industry for 30 years, and, you know, I smoke about 5 or 6 cigars a day. So my guys, when we blend together, we all know, you know, each other's taste and what we like. And the blend was ready. So the guy said to me, hey, Michael, when you come down to our factory in the Dominican Republic, understand you're going to have to disconnect your brand because it's not anything that you've tried before. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, thinking I'm a seasoned guy. And they're like, no, wait till you come down here. So I got down there, and I'm like, okay, guys, all right, give me the cigar. And they're like, hey, okay, so what do you taste? And for the first time in my life, man, I was speechless. So I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I can't describe it. And they said, well, do you like the cigar? I said, no, I don't like the cigar. I love this cigar.
Baby.
And the unique thing about this, man, is we didn't use any of the usual suspects. And in the premium cigar industry, you use Dominican tobacco and Honduran tobacco and Nicaraguan and Mexican and Indonesian and on and on and on. And what really, what these guys were saying to me, they were foreshadowing was, hey, your brain's never tried these tobaccos. They haven't connected it to any flavors. So when you try this blend, it's unlike anything you've experienced. It's really where this came from. So it's like trying to cook like a great meal, but not using the usual ingredients. So trying to cook like spaghetti and meatballs, for example, for lack of a better term, but not using pork or veal to make the meatballs, which is like, okay, so how do you do that? And that's what we did in the cigars.
Just absolutely beautiful. We're talking to Michael Giannini, you know, an icon in the international cigar community. He's the creative director for Foundry Cigars. We want to make sure that all of our listeners go to Facebook right now and like Foundry Cigars. A big, bold, beautiful, dynamic website is just around the corner. So we want to make sure that our listeners look out for Foundry Cigars online as well. But Michael Giannini, we're all about breaking news in this show. And we actually broke some news earlier today. And I'm not going to let you off the phone until we break some news from you. Now, you've kind of been a little bit caged when it comes to the actual blend of tobacco that you're using. I understand you've got a nice Connecticut shade, and you've revealed that much to everyone's celebration. But I want you to consider now disclosing for the very first time the exact specification and blend of exotic tobaccos that you're using in these Foundry cigars.
And, Matt, what I can share with you, I feel like a politician from the election. What I can share with you is the ring that you had on your finger. Going into next year, that ring's actually going to be able to do something. So that's the breaking news.
Okay.
Without revealing the blend.
Okay, so we don't. Okay, very, very good. You know, Michael, I run a public relations agency for a living, and I have to give you 5 stars for that answer. I mean, you just did that masterfully. But anyway, so I kept the gear. I you know, I didn't know what to do with it, but it's a quality implement. I mean, it's heavy. It's got substance to it, so you don't want to discard it. So I've retained mine, but now you're actually saying every cigar, a Foundry cigar you enjoy over the next few months, hold on to those gears because they're actually going to be usable sometime down the road?
Exactly. So if you get into the steampunk movement and you really kind of look at what that movement's about, that art form, it's about innovation. It's about the gears. The gears do stuff. And so I'm working on some projects right now that the actual gears will make something happen.
That's
so
great.
It's pretty exciting. I'm working on it, and I wish I could tell you what it is, but
I did my best.
Surprise everyone.
I did my best. I'm going to tell all my sponsors that I tried to beat him down, and he just would not surrender. Okay, but I can't remember the exact cigar that I had out in Las Vegas. I'm sure you distributed the entire line, but talk quickly about the full line of cigars that you have. The one I enjoyed was kind of a mild to medium cigar, and I would hasten to say that if you have never had a cigar before and you're interested and you're curious and you're fascinated, I think this is developed and manufactured with the intention of the tobacco harvesters. This is really the way a cigar is intended to be.
Exactly. I mean, there's only 4 things you can really taste. There's a 5th one, but we won't argue over that one. Sweet, sour, salt, and bitter. And when I'm blending, I'm always looking, Matt, for something that gives you that entire flavor profile on your palate. And I think the cigar delivers that. And that's really what we're trying to do with it. So there's 4 front marks. The Wells is the one that we gave out, named after H.G. Wells. We have a cigar named Kelly after a great inventor from the Victorian era. The other two are Lovelace, Ada Lovelace, the first female computer programmer.
Wow.
And the last one is Talbot, who started some photography back in the day. So there's a little bit of history involved with this brand. It's about innovation. And we paid homage to some of the great inventors from the Victorian era as well.
I think everything that you guys do is extraordinary. I cannot believe how far you have been catapulted into the hearts and minds of cigar enthusiasts after just, what, 2 months since you launched this Bad Boys?
Exactly.
We're going to be paying very close attention to Foundry Cigars over the next several weeks, and I want to thank now my very good friend, in fact, I might say my best friend, Michael Giannini, the creative director from Foundry Cigars. We'll be watching you. We celebrate everything you're doing, and keep up the great work, man.
Thank you, Matt. It's an honor being on your show and actually speaking with you. And I'll make sure you get the first gear that does something.
We have witnesses. We have witnesses here. That's a bold statement. You just offered something big and bold. Anyway, Michael Giannini, thanks again, man.
Thank you, Matt. Take care.
So, Jerry Heinze, I don't know if you fancy yourself a cigar enthusiast, but how can't you after a conversation like that?
Well, yeah, I'm not, but, you know, it almost makes me ready to light up one.
Okay, we promised Casey at the board, the lovely Casey, who is just the glue that holds this entire show together, that we will not smoke cigars here in the studio. That might violate.
I appreciate that. Please don't get me in trouble.
Anyway, we got 30 seconds left until our news break, and we thank some sponsors. Where can people find out about you, Tucson Night Out?
TucsonNightOut.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Check out all those places. And remember to go local for local. Hey, when you tweet, go local for local.
Hashtag go loco, the number four, local. That's where we are. That's where the conversation is. And that's where it's going to be leading all the way up to 12-12-12 for this big moment here in Tucson culinary history. We're going to take a quick news break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to engage lovingly with the gourmet girls. They're right here, friends. Don't go away. You're listening to On the Menu Live on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the intergalactic headquarters of KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM with my rock star celebrity co-host for the full hour from TucsonNightOut.com. Jerry Heinze's in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Have we made a cigar smoker out of you yet?
Not yet.
Okay, well, you know,
I'm going to stick with the gluten-free food.
Is there gluten in cigars? I guess there's
no,
only one.
So.
There's only one authority. There's only one oracle of wisdom in this community that can help us understand about that statement and about all the things about gluten-free and all the myths that there are to debunk and all the shocking things that only they can reveal about what it is and what it isn't. And they're here in the studio now. The gourmet girls are here, Mary Gibson and Susan Fulton. Welcome to On the Menu Live.
Thank you for having us.
Well, we couldn't do a show about gluten-free without bringing in the highly credentialed authorities of all things gluten-free, and the gourmet girls are here. And what a privilege it is to have you on the show. You're here also representing the Tucson Originals, as we say, a wonderful organization that represents the independent restaurants, the locally owned restaurants, and you're a manifestation of what we mean by excellence in the culinary arts without having to go to L.A. or San Francisco or Chicago or New York. Talk a little bit about the Tucson Originals and why it's important for you folks to be members.
Well, we are new members in the Tucson Originals just in the last few weeks. We are super excited to be part of this wonderful group. It took us a year to kind of get everything organized and go to them and ask to join, but it was always our plan to hopefully be part of that group. We totally believe in the whole local concept. Our business is completely locally based. It's quite a niche business here in Tucson, and so it's just a perfect fit, we think. We're really looking forward to working with them.
That's great. And let's just begin with sort of the story here, because now how far we've come in sort of the gluten-free food movement, okay? We've gone 5 years ago from, okay, there's a few restaurants in town. They're going to say we've got one or two things on the menu that are gluten-free, and in fact, there are some that sort of define gluten-free kind of liberally, right? I mean, when we're talking about gluten-free, you don't want to screw up. You know, when you say gluten-free, you have to be gluten-free. And then you fast forward a couple of years, and then you see restaurants sort of rallying around it. I think from a marketing potential versus an authentic kind of spirit potential. But when I hear about Gourmet Girls and the Gourmet Girls Gluten-Free Bakery and Bistro, I discovered that everything at Gourmet Girls is gluten-free. So you don't have separate thises and separate thats. The entire store is a gluten-free experience. Talk a little bit about that.
We are a completely dedicated facility. No gluten of any type comes through our doors.
Employees can't bring glutinous snacks in. Nothing comes in.
Wow. So yeah. you're taking very seriously, which those that are touched by a gluten intolerance are celebrating wildly across this community.
We take it super seriously. There's so many people that if a knife even slices the same piece of bread that they're eating that it's sliced a wheat counterpart, they will be sick. They'll be in the hospital. So we take it really seriously.
That's wonderful. And, you know, Jerry Heinze has been on our show a number of times, and he's had a chance to tell his own personal story about his dietary restrictions and how he sort of discovered that and then ultimately the diagnosis. And I think going back again 20 years, there wasn't a whole lot of talk about this. People were suffering. People were really touched by this. And the medical establishment didn't quite know exactly what was going on, and so they continued to do what they were doing, and they continued to get sicker and sicker. But now we've had this discovery, and you can actually give people what they want from a dietary perspective without sacrificing. And again, this is what we really want to – we want to challenge the assumption here in this community that when you say gluten-free, it doesn't mean you're sacrificing taste. I mean, I've had gluten-free beer, and I love a cold gluten-free beer on a hot summer day in Tucson. So – are you bringing a personal story to the table as well in terms of, you know, your own health concerns?
Well, both of us kind of came into it through the back door. We started as caterers just with regular gluten-y products. And then we had a client who requested gluten-free. We started looking around to see what was out there, and we thought it was pretty dreadful.
Very dreadful.
Loving a challenge, we said, you know what? I bet we could do better than this. Let's try it. And so we started making gluten-free products. We said, let's both go gluten-free. We both did. We feel so much better. Mary in particular improved remarkably.
Mm. Yeah, after 4 days, I could totally change my life.
After 4 days?
4 days, I could
and
feel
now,
the difference.
So when you say life-changing, you know, Mary Gibson, that's a bold statement.
It is a bold statement.
Life-changing.
Life-changing. I thought I was on the verge of fibromyalgia. Mm. I was aches and pains in my joints and bones, and I was very fatigued and brain fog. And that fourth day, things started to lift. I started feeling better, rolling out of bed. I wasn't having to take 20 steps to be able to get erect and walk to the bathroom.
Right.
I could actually, wow, this is something, and it is very real.
And this evil little thing we call gluten. Talk to us about, from a scientific perspective, exactly. This was our trivia question a few months ago, and Jerry was on the phone. I think I even got it wrong. I stumped the foodie. Imagine that. But talk to us from a kind of a science perspective. What is this thing we call gluten?
Gluten is a protein that's found in wheat, rye, barley, and spelt. It's not in other grains such as rice, corn, potato, tapioca. And there's a whole spectrum of varying sensitivity to it, ranging from celiac disease, which is a serious, serious autoimmune disease, to people that are just mildly affected, maybe get a headache after they eat it, maybe have a little tummy upset. But there's just a whole spectrum of symptoms and all kinds of disturbances from eating. Mm.
And once they've isolated that, and once they've sort of diagnosed that, the fix, as we've heard, is very easy. I mean, especially with places like Gourmet Girls in town, it's very easy. And as Mary said, it's a life-changing experience. And what a celebration.
It is a life-changing experience. For some people, it doesn't seem easy at first. I mean, when you've lived your whole life eating sandwiches and, you know, all the yummy, weedy things, macaroni and cheese, all that, and you get a diagnosis, pizza, that says you can't have that anymore. For some people, it's pretty devastating. They just really don't know where to turn. They don't know what to do. And that's why we're here.
And that's what a great segue, because now everybody wants to know exactly where this place is and what is the buzz and the menu. And I want to remind all of our listeners that Mary Gibson and Susan Fulton from Gourmet Girls Gluten-Free Bakery and Bistro, they're going to be providing an opportunity for you to call in. We're going to be reading a trivia question. And if you know the right answer and you're the first person to get through the busy lines with that answer, you're going to be able to experience the Gourmet Girls for yourselves. A big disclaimer, you're going to be able to experience the Gourmet Girls Bistro and Bakery. For yourselves. I mean, we didn't really discuss this in advance. I don't want to put anything on the table that's not necessary. But anyway, where exactly are you located?
We are at 5845 North Oracle Road, which is just south of Rudisill on the west side of the street in
great
a little strip mall.
Great part of town. And you have, as I understand it, you have breakfasts. You're open at what time?
We open at 7 a.m. We serve breakfast and lunch all day, and we're open till 3 p.m.
Okay, so from right away, 7 o'clock in the morning, you're coming in, and you're thinking about breakfasts, and what are some of the showstoppers? What are some of the things that you wouldn't think you'd be able to get at a restaurant if you have a gluten intolerance, but you're going to be able to deliver in big number?
Biscuits and gravy. Oh,
man.
Oh boy. Oh,
and may God bless you, Susan Fulton. Gluten-free biscuits and gravy?
Gluten-free biscuits and gravy.
Let me just say, how in the world is that possible?
Anything's possible at Gourmet Girls.
We just developed a new tagline. Biscuits and gravy done, of course, without the wheat, without the bad stuff that mm-hmm. that really hurts so many people in this community, and really, in fact, all over the world. What kind of a gravy? Because I like a good biscuit.
It's a yummy white creamy sausage gravy.
Oh, thank you so much.
Just like you remember.
Yummy, white and saucy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's almost just like our celebrity co-host. I mean, you're a yummy, white, saucy kind of
Thank
guy.
You.
So I can just imagine the aromas when you're coming into to Gourmet Girls. 7 o'clock in the morning, you can have this great thing, biscuits. What else? What is your breakfast menu consist of in addition?
Another wonderful thing, raisin challah French toast for
Gorgeous.
People who thought they'd never have French toast. Wonderful waffles made from a bean flour, so they're actually nutritious.
Wonderful.
Maybe pouring all the pure maple syrup on it isn't quite as nutritious as the beans, but pretty yummy.
Something for everybody.
Yes.
Right. Okay, that's wonderful. And you're baking fresh every day right there.
Every
right
day.
There. Right there on set. Okay, so you're going to work your way through breakfast, and you're going to have really the kind of a breakfast that you really want, and it's not just reduced, again, as a gluten-free experience to one or two little items brushed off to the side. I mean, this is all about celebrating gluten-free. What does your lunch menu look like?
Our lunch menu looks yummy. How about a gluten-free Reuben on mock rye?
Oh,
sauerkraut, Swiss cheese, pastrami. How about pizza?
I'm in.
Okay.
I'm in. Can we go back to the Reuben?
Sure.
Because you really got me there. Mock rye. So somehow you've created and crafted the taste of a rye bread, which really you got a nail with a Reuben. And you've done that without wheat. Now, are you able to use, is there gluten and caraway seeds? I'm crossing my fingers, no.
You are safe. No gluten
okay.
and caraway seeds.
Okay, so are you using a rice bread? How are you making the rye?
Well, we actually have a nice rye flavor. And it's, we're also using the bean flour with that in that recipe. And it's an absolutely delicious.
Sounds beautiful. I love Reuben. Okay, so and then you've got an array of other kinds of sandwiches, and you've got salads on the menu as well?
We do, salads. We always have a vegan homemade bean chili and then a soup of the day every day that comes with our wonderful and I think maybe the only one around, French bread, which we have finally perfected.
That's tried and true now.
Tried and true.
Okay, so great biscuits and gravy, wonderful sandwiches, great salads, but this is not just a bistro, it's a bakery. And when we say bakery, you take that word quite literally. I mean, this place is really built around the whole art and science of what a great bakery should be, is it not?
Yes, it is. Mary has been a pastry chef for over 20 years, so she comes to this with an awful lot of experience. Of course, the chemistry is all different now. But yes, it is a bakery.
I love it. We're talking to Mary Gibson and Susan Fulton from this wonderful place called Gourmet Girls Gluten-Free Bakery and Bistro. We are feasting our eyes on a wonderful presentation of menu items that they have lovingly brought in to share with us. And for that, I know Jerry Heinze. I can speak for him. Wait, you got a microphone. You can speak for yourself.
Oh,
I mean,
thank you.
What a wonderful presentation this is, Jerry.
It is. I'm glad we're not on TV. People can't see me drooling all over myself.
Well, we're actually going to feast on the Gourmet Girls wonder and wisdom. And we also want to remind our listeners, we're going to be able to give you a gift card to experience this for yourself if you're the first person that calls in with the answer to our trivia question, which we're going to be doing here in just a few minutes. But let's sort of take a trip around the gluten-free world, as it were. Talk to us about what you brought in and of this plethora of food that you brought in for us to try. Where should we begin? We've got empty palates at this point, so where would you suggest we start this tour?
Ooh, probably the carrot 24 carrot cupcake.
24 carrot cupcake.
It is top of the line. It is actually one of our signature desserts. Carrot cake that is loaded with raisins, walnuts, applesauce, certified gluten-free oats, and topped with home-crafted, handmade cream cheese icing.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, and you pick it up, and there's some heft to this. I mean, this is...
It's real.
This is absolutely gorgeous. And you say homemade, a cream cheese frosting?
Everything we do is from scratch.
Everything. Okay, Jerry, this is my show, so I'm taking the first bite. All right, so I'm going in.
Go for it.
Talk a little bit about the idea. What was the inspiration for creating this sort of your own Gourmet Girls twist on a classic confection?
Actually, we went several times trying to perfect this. It's a winner. It is an absolute winner.
Mary's being modest. That was her famous recipe before it turned gluten free.
Oh my goodness. Do I have cream cheese all over my face?
I don't think, Matt, people understand that what's involved in taking something that was just a regular wheat recipe and converting it to something that's gluten free. I mean, yeah, I don't know, you probably failed 10 times or more at least.
You're right.
To create a gluten-free product, because I mean, I bake it myself at home, and I know I'm the same way. It's like you get all excited about it, and you make it, and you bake it, and all that stuff, and you like, and you take a bite, and you throw the rest of it away, and then you try again.
I'm not throwing any of this away.
No.
But you're absolutely right. Painstaking attention to detail. You can't cut corners, as we learned. I mean, this is an authentic approach to baking and to food preparation, and you have to do it with authenticity, with intention, and you've nailed it with this. Now, I'm a carrot cake fanatic.
Oh, good.
And so all I have to say is I have fallen deeply in love with both of you. And I'm not ashamed to admit that on live radio. Okay, so again, I can't stress enough how you have to rid yourself and liberate yourself of this myth that when you're thinking about gluten-free, you're sacrificing taste, because I would put that carrot cake up against one that is just replete with the gluten stuff. Why aren't you on Cupcake Wars right now? Why aren't you flying to New
Jersey? We're working towards it.
Man, all right, that is fantastic. You are not just catering to people that are going through a gluten-free lifestyle. Everybody across the spectrum is coming in to enjoy your goodies. Really good stuff. Where are we going next?
How about our world-famous pumpkin pie?
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's
seasonally,
talking about something,
seasonally inspired.
Yeah,
seasonally
inspired. Well, I know. I talk about things that, I mean, there are so many things you miss when you go gluten-free, but pumpkin pie at Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Oh,
I wish this was a two-hour show. Okay. I noticed, and I don't know, ladies, if this was by design, but you didn't bring any forks.
We wanted to watch.
I just want to make sure that I'm not violating protocol.
Perfect.
I'm literally picking up a pie. So talk about this pumpkin pie. I mean, it's from an aesthetic perspective, it's beautiful. I mean, you can definitely tell the crust is gorgeous. It's flaky. You've got this wonderful whipped cream, you know, dare I say homemade. And you've got this wonderful pumpkin that you're going to be telling us about. But this crust is what's going to be the stopper, I think. Talk to us about this.
It's an old family recipe, and it's a gluten-free crust that we worked at for a whole season, finally got it right. And we are just thinking that's pretty darn good.
Oh my gosh, you've nailed it! It's the perfect sweet too, because a lot of people think they can overdo or they should overdo the sweet, but you've nailed it because it's just this pleasant sweetness to it, and it's not overtaking or overshadowing that classic pumpkin. You got some cinnamon and clove. It's just gorgeous in that pumpkin pie. I mean, now I know where to go next Thanksgiving. Now, why should I wait till next Thanksgiving?
We've got it.
We've got pies now.
Okay, so the carrot cake was just absolutely off the hook. The pumpkin pie began to sort of tell a poetic statement to me. I mean, this is poetry, really. And I mean that sincerely. I mean, food is all about the arts to me. And the way you've done it here on this plate is just absolutely extraordinary. Now, we want to open up our phones and give our listeners a sense of this Gourmet Girls idea. I understand you have a trivia question that we're going to ask our listeners. What's the question for a gift card to experience the Gourmet Girls?
The question is, when was the first recorded case of celiac disease on the record?
Wow. When was the first recorded case of celiac disease in the United States, in the world? Does it matter? Wherever?
In the world.
Okay. When was celiac disease first discovered and diagnosed? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now at 880-KNST. That's 880-5678. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the epicenter of happiness, where I'm surrounded by pumpkin pie and carrot cake and all things good from the Gourmet Girls gluten-free bakery and bistro with my celebrity co-host who has shown remarkable restraint by not diving in head first, Jerry Heinze.
I will. We'll be off the air shortly. I will dive in.
I'm going to take all this home. You don't need it now. You don't get it at all.
Okay.
Anyway, we're talking to Barry Gibson and Susan Fulton from the Gourmet Girls, and they have whipped up some absolutely delicious items from their menu. We've tried some pumpkin pie. We've tried some carrot cake. But we also have a trivia question on the board. Sounds like we got a little bit of a stumper, so we might want to give a clue. But the question is, what year was the first case of celiac disease reported? Of course, gluten intolerance sometimes can lead to the diagnosis of celiac disease, and we want to know the year that the first case of celiac disease was discovered. And again, the number is 880-KNST, 880-5678 for a chance to win a gift card to experience the Gourmet Girls for yourself. So you've also brought some other items from your menu that would be fun to try. What's up next?
Well, if you'd like to try a little savory, we've got a fantastic open-faced turkey club sandwich on our made-from-scratch French bread. There's bacon pesto, rosemary mayo, fresh turkey, avocado, tomato, and bacon bits.
Just gorgeous. I see you brought two. So, Jerry, you can
indulge.
Did you say bacon pesto?
Bacon pesto.
Oh, I love it when you say that. That makes me, I got a little shiver, actually, right here on live radio. All right, and the way this is presented, I mean, you've got this emerald green avocado, this gorgeous ripe tomato, turkey, some lettuce. I mean, the color variety here, and as we always say on the show, it's the appearance, it's the presentation that is just as important as what a food actually tastes like. So talk a little bit about the flavor profile as I'm going in.
Well, we've got, we have wonderful savory, that bacon hickory. All-natural bacon, all-natural smoked turkey. Mm. The pesto is, there's actually basil and bacon and sun-dried tomato in the pesto.
My goodness. That is really, really delicious.
I mean, I'll second that.
And it's just, you sort of look and you say, okay, well, I had this expectation for what this is going to taste like. But again, there's the surprise again, because you have this introduction of these new flavors that manifest when all these other flavors are combined.
Yes.
Is that what you've intended? Is that the way this was all
put
together?
Absolutely.
So you have this this great wonderful sandwich and some sweets. And I would imagine that, if you can't get into Gourmet Girls or the Gourmet Girls, can they come to you? Do you have a catering program that you offer to this community?
Occasionally we cater, although I have to confess that we've been so busy in the bakery that our catering outside has gone a little bit by the wayside, although something we'd definitely like to get back into.
Okay, well, let's give a hint for our trivia question. So we want to know, again, what year was the first reported case of celiac disease? What year? Now, do you want to give a little bit of a hint,
I'll give
Susan?
A hint. Yes, I wasn't born yet.
Okay, so it was before 1985. again, okay, so Susan Fulton was not born yet, but I think it's fair to say this was a pretty long time ago.
It was a while ago.
This was a long time ago. Anyway, the number to call is 880-KNST, 880-5678. And we're going to go to line one and say hi to Alan. Alan, what's your guess? Oops. We're waiting for another caller to be processed. We're going to see if Alan is on the phone. Alan, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hi, 1974.
1974, he says. Survey? Oh, okay. That's a lot more recent than we had in mind. In fact, Alan, you're pretty way off. But anyway, you need to go into Gourmet Girls and try this out for yourself. Anyway, I appreciate your listening. That opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678 for a chance to win a Gourmet Girl gift card. Now we're going to go to line three and say hi to Craig. Hey, Craig, what's the answer?
Well, I am just going to guess 1943. But I have more of the story than that. I don't know the year that it was actually diagnosed, but I do know that the baby was referred to as the banana baby because banana was the only thing that they knew to feed the child that would not turn the baby sick.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. Craig, this is like dinner and a show here. We're getting an education. We're getting a lesson. Wow, it might very well be the banana baby, but so we don't have an answer yet. It was a long time ago. Craig, any last-minute guesses quickly?
I really don't know what year.
Okay, anyway, that opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678 for a chance to win a gift card to Gourmet Girls. We're going to say hi to Jim. Jim, what's your answer?
85.
He said 1895. No, boy, we're way off. All right, anyway, we're going to ask Jim. If you'd like to call back, you can do so. We're going to give another clue. The number is 880-KNST, 880-5678. It's not in the 1800s or the 1700s or even the 1600s.
How about this? There's only three digits involved.
There's only three. Oh, it's a great clue. Okay. There's only three digits in this year, and hopefully Tom on line four was listening to when we just gave away the clue. Anyway, Tom, what's the answer? Tom, what do you say? What's the answer, Tom?
Second century A.D.
Okay.
214.
214.
Tom,
you're close. But I can't give it to you. I can't do it, Tom. I want to, but I can't. But anyway, you can hang up and try again. That opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678 for a chance to win a gift card from Gourmet Girls Gluten-Free Bakery and Bistro. And we are going to go to... Oh gosh, they're ringing and they're flashing and the lights are going. It's like July 4th in here, but I don't see a number, but, she's taking, okay, Tanya. Tanya, I want to give this gift card to you. It's a year that you might have heard about, in the last clue. What's the answer? Tanya, what say you? Tanya's note. Did we lose Tanya? We might have lost Tanya. Anyway, the number to call, 880-KNST, 880-5678. We only have about two more minutes in the show, and we want to know what was the year the first reported of celiac disease was reported. We're going to go say hi to Terry. Terry, what's your answer quickly? Terry, what's your answer? Go for it, Terry.
Hi. The latter half of the second century.
And what? Okay, and what year would that be?
Oh, gosh. How about 700? AD?
700 AD. No. We had a little bit of a clue. It's in the 200s, and we're going to leave it to Mary and Susan to decide if our next caller is close enough to get it, because we want to give away this gift card. We're going to open up the lines again, 880-KNST, 880-5678 for a chance to win a gift card to Gourmet Girls. When was the first reported case of celiac disease reported? When was the first diagnosis? We know it was 200-something AD. We got that close, but we want to know if anybody in our listening audience knows. We've got just about another 45 seconds or so, and I don't think we have... Is Tanya? Tanya, you're on the line. Go for it.
203,
she says. I'm going to leave it up to you guys. What do you want to do? We're out of time? Yay, no, yay, or otherwise?
We'll let her have it.
Okay, Tanya, congratulations. The answer is 250 AD for the first recorded case of celiac disease. Don't go away, Tanya. Casey's going to get all your information, and we're going to give that gift card out to you in the mail.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Anyway, we've got about 15 seconds left. The Gourmet Girls Gluten-Free Bakery and Bistro. Go see our friends Mary Gibson and Susan Fulton. You will not regret it.